He kicked off his professional journey at 18 at the revered grounds of Mohun Bagan in Kolkata. From there to captaining the Indian team and Bengaluru FC.
He's one of the best Indian players in the year. Give it a chance.
Some say this Khel Ratna and Arjun awardee has football in his DNA, as his mother was part of Nepal's women's national team.
Sunil Chhetri with the free kick. Hits the post again. And it's converted. The highest goal scorer for India. Dinkus Dani.
Still Sunil Chhetri. What a goal from Sunil Chhetri. A second of the night.
This man here, Sunil Chhetri, one of India's best ever players, comes up with this.
No prizes for guessing on this very special Business of Sports podcast on the sidelines of the Reliance Foundation's Premier League Next Generation Cup. I sat down with India's most recognized footballer, Sunil Chhetri, to discuss everything from his youth to the nurturing of Gen Next, on the importance of training and scouting early to harnessing their true potential.
This is the Business of Sport from the Economic Times.
Sunil, thank you so very much for taking time out from a hectic schedule. I know you're training at the national camp right now, but I want to kick off this conversation with building the football club culture in India. Give us the vantage viewpoint as a player, a coach, as well as a guru for several generations.
I'll start from the club's perspective, because I was here from day one, and we knew exactly why we are making this academy, why do we want our youth system, and why do we want our B team. So one, the vision of the Jindal families were very clear that they want to produce players for the national team. They probably did not know exactly the route, how they were going to do it on the first day. But it was very clear that they want to produce players who are going to eventually go and play for the national team. And it was not only for football, but across all sports. But because we are the first ones, we are the first kids, we are the first son, first daughter. The setup of the whole IAS and the whole point of making sure that we can first identify the young kids at the right time, then attract them with the right infrastructure and the facility, and then groom them and then see where we reach, was the vision. Now in 10 years, there are at least 6-7 boys who have made it to the first team, which is sweet, and we're very proud of it as a club. Out of those 6-7 boys, one, his name is Roshan, has also played for the national team. So it took time. It took almost 10 years now. But we do have our B team or our young kids as a feeder system to the main team. And the third point that helps the club is you do not have to go to the market and buy players in a little bit expensive costing. What it also does is you can go and buy any amount of players in any amount of currency, but you can't buy loyalty and the love for the club. It comes. Some players you sign from outside come and they gel with the team and it comes. But if you have young kids who have been there from day one, when they were 13, 14, 15, you do not have to force them or buy any loyalty. They genuinely feel for the club. Manchester United, which won the trophies in the 6-7 boys who are very famous, like the Gary Neville, Scholes, Beckham and all, they all form the academy system. And that's why it's an added motivation. The Xavis, the Iniestas, the Messis, the Busquets, it's an added motivation because not only the fact that they are good players, but also they have been in the academy. They have been in the system, so they know the love automatically comes.
Now, Sunil, I wanted to understand, you said why it's important for any franchise to have this youth development or a pipeline of talent. Now, how do you scout them? What's the scouting process? Because that's step one.
Well, that's the most difficult part. What happens is, because the vision is pan-India, you have to go to those places and find players. Whenever you go to a local place, let's suppose you go to a village in Arunachal Pradesh or a Mizoram, you will find friction, and understandably why. Because the local coaches over there will not want to give away their best local talents. And I understand why. There can be greed, there can be fear, they must be scared that how their young talent is going to be taken care of. I understand all these things. So a mixed bag of that is what you face as friction when you go and ask for players. And that is where the facility comes in to help you. If the other batches of senior boys have come there, when they go back to their villages or the local places, they do speak good about the facilities and the way they've been taken care of. And it's not only our academy, but any academy which is doing well. One of the USPs of the academy is the players who have stayed there are going to go and say good things about the academy. And that's how you attract the players.
But they become the ambassadors.
Yes. But yes, it's not easy, because I have been in few of the meetings where we've spoken about how much friction are we facing when we have to attract. Because my question was always this: why aren't we having the best in this academy? Because the moment you go to the academy, you think, why isn't everyone who is good enough in the country here or all the other places which are top notch? But then when you go deeper into it, you do realize that it is not easy.
Now, for professionals, I mean, we are actually talking about kids who will eventually be professional footballers. Now, football as a career option in India, everything becomes like related to job, salary. Cricketers earn in crores. Footballers, the conventional wisdom says they have struggled to make their ends meet. How do you convince that point to parents that eventually this can also be a career, sustainable career option for their children? Because that is still probably a key challenging area for most parents to buy this.
Arijidda, I think aapni 10 saal bhule gachin piche. Because what you're saying was the case 15 years back, Arjita. Let's do the math.
Correct.
Now, okay. IPL has come. It has become easier. And I mean IPL, Indian Premier League. It has become easier for other players to make money. But before, since I have known sports, only the top 11 or top 14 in the country used to make money, and a lot of money, cricketers. Now, after IPL has come, a lot of young kids also get money. To give you a reference, Arjita, and I'm not sure whether you should put this or the boys are going to like it, but there are 50, 60 boys who make more than a crore every year. You will still see something which I don't like, but players getting job. I'm not a big fan of it. I know why ex-players used to take it for stability, but now the kind of money these boys make, if they put it in the right places, put a little bit of brains, a little bit of financial brains, a little bit of financial help, they are done. They're solid for life. So, for all the parents who think it is not a good option financially, number one, in sports, that is not the right way to look at it. And I know as a parent, you are scared, but there are thousands and thousands and thousands of players who want to be top players, who want to play for India, who want to be ISL, and a very minute percentage of them will succeed. That's sports. Yeah. That's why sports people are selling it. Because the odds are so bad stacked against you. So if you are thinking about your kid making money when he's 12 or when she's 12, then it's a wrong way of looking at it. Sport is going to make your kid better. It is not going to guarantee them jobs or money. It's just going to make him a better person. No matter who the kid is going to be, he's going to be a better dad. If he's going to be a doctor, he's going to be a better doctor because he's going to play sports. It's the best thing. So do not look at it like that. That's my urge to the parents. But as far as money is concerned, Arjita, you are at least 15 years late. The young kids are making some unbelievable amount of money now.
That's great.
Crazy.
That's
crazy.
Great
to
hear.
I don't know. I don't know if ISL people are hearing this thing, but ISL has been one of the best things as far as financial security to players are concerned.
Now, you talked about individuals such as Roshan. You have Shakti, who was last year's RFDL and Next Gen star, even for your club, who made it directly to your first team and has been one of the best performers. Are the Roshans, the Shiva Shaktis, outliers, or are they part of a bigger tribe? And that gives you the confidence that you are on the right track, and more academy boys will now come, and a generational shift will happen, like it happens in other sports, even in football elsewhere?
It's a mix. It's a mix. The Shiva Shakti and Roshan are the cream of that cake. Not everyone is talented as them. But yes, they are also in the mix of the whole tribe. Because what happens is, Arjit, the ones you see, whatever dream or vision you are dreaming or visioning, once you see that somebody is living it, somebody has achieved it, it becomes a little bit more believable for you. You work that much bit more harder. So with the Reliance Foundation League, where these kids went, they went outside to play last year. They did really well. Yeah. Even Bhutia was there, the captain.
Correct.
Now again, we reached the finals. That gives a chance to rub your shoulders against the best from Europe also.
Hmm.
So I think if you go to the academy now, after this 2-3 years of us playing so many tournaments, the belief will be different. I've always said this, that no matter how much you train, if you're not playing games, you will not improve.
Yes.
No matter who you are, no matter who you train. You can with the Manchester, the AC Milan of the world. But if you're not playing a game where there is no cut, where everything is live, where there's no fear of making a mistake, you will not improve.
So you talked about a very important point, which is more game time. How do these academy competitions help in developing footballers in that aspect?
It's huge. I will tell you the Reliance Foundation League, some of the matches I followed, the if you see the players from abroad, the Wolves player and all, they are massive.
Yeah.
Some of them were six feet and they were massive. Now, people like Toy, like my team boys, when they play against them, when they smash against them, and imagine if they can do it 10, 12 times a year minimum. So when they graduate to the senior team, they will not feel scared or intimidated when they're going for a header with Sandesh Jingle.
Yeah.
But what happens is the gap becomes so big for them to fulfill if they don't get enough matches. I'll give you one more stats, Arjit, that doesn't make sense. So the under 17 World Cup boys, before they play the under 17 World Cup matches in Delhi, they had at least 48 games played in 2.5 years with top opponents. They had played the next Neymars with Foden, who has been top class for Man City. So they had played some top games. And now you watch those kids in ISL. Some of them are good, some of them are getting better, but none of them are scared. Physicality they can handle. You can judge them on their skill level or understanding or making mistakes. They do that. But none of them are intimidated by sizes because they have been playing for that many years. So that is vital, Arjinda. But imagine the Reliance Foundation League is just not one, but it's part of one of the 100 that happens every year. Imagine that there is no disparity between the tournaments of that age around the year, around the country.
Hmm.
You just grow in a exponential manner. So
Correct.
That's the... And the dream for me is not only for football, but every sport. I genuinely believe that we have to put our resources and our energy and our focus more into sports in our country, where if you are good, you will be identified at the right time. We will make sure we give you decent facilities and we will make sure we give you as many wars as possible in young age. The more wars
Correct.
They fight, the younger, the better they're going to be.
So you talked about that the fear factor is going because they are not intimidated by the physicality. But where are we still lacking and where can those youth development programs, which are those gaps that these youth development programs can still fulfill?
Arjinta, the day in about 5 years, we're talking about not only Reliance Foundation League, but we're talking about the 100 leagues that are somewhere attached to each other. There is a good flow of talent between each other. Then there's a motherboard, which probably the AFF has. So we know. If we know that, oh, you know what, that kid Raj, who was in Trivandrum, under 13, he played there. Now he's in the main group in Karnataka. Oh, you know what, that guy called Apuya, who was in Mizoram. Oh yeah, he was under 12. He played in that league. Now he has come to Calcutta, which is the main center. Oh, we're going to bring them to Delhi in the main. That's it. A lot of countries like China does it in a very forced manner. America does it. There's a good system in Canada. So there is a blueprint where you make sure that if a kid is good, number one, they're identified. I'm not even sure that we identify 10% of our talent. I'm throwing a random number. I'm not an expert, but I can feel in our country, we are not a sporting nation. So these things are not automatic. The day it happens,
True.
Imagine there are 1.4 billion people, Arjita, and we are of every shape and sizes. I mean, we can say that we haven't reached in sports in the top level, but what I will not take is that we don't have talent. It is impossible that in country like India doesn't have talent. We have every shape and size. So I think the day we start identifying talent at the right age, making sure that we groom them well, then whatever we achieve, Arjit Da, let's suppose in the Olympic, the biggest game, we'll raise our hands and we'll say, you know, the best thing we could do. Now we sitting on our television and bitching about the fact, Amar to paini, so the beast of it. It's not fair.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is, one is, of course, young players graduating to the senior teams. That's the organic route. Internationally, clubs also trade their younger players. Is that the missing piece here in India?
No, it will happen soon, Arjit.
It
will happen. I think we are there now. Not the most fancy teams, but it will start soon. Also, from our side as a country, a few ideas that I have, I think which we should implement. I'll give you a small idea. Think about this, Arjit.
So,
you must have seen there are so many international clubs who want to bring their banners to our country. Some of them with the right motive, some of them with a little bit different motive, some of them to make money, some of them to have more PR, whatever. Now, because we know that we have the audience and we have the might and we have the eyeballs, because at 1 o'clock at night, we are the ones and the Chinese who wake up and watch all the championship, all the Premier League. So when we have that bargaining point, what we can do is, let's suppose we choose five biggest clubs in Europe. And I will not name them, but you can think about any five clubs who have come to our country. And we send them three, four of our best of the players. Now, those best players will come after Pan India movement, after the Reliance Foundation League, after all the leagues, the top three, four guys. Right now, because to increase our level quickly, we send three, four of them in each club, three, four, because they'll be camaraderie. They will not miss home in every academy, and tell those academies, you just have to treat them as normal kids. And the expenditure at 13 will be so less because the boys are not going to demand any money. For the club, we will give you the banners in exchange. Show us the real metal and show that you're going to groom them well. And from 13 to like 20, do not touch them. Do not call them for any national matches. Do not, nothing. Let them be there for 6-7 years. If they are good enough to be, for example, I'm taking a name, Everton Academy or to a Manchester Academy. If they're good enough to be used by them, great. If not, imagine the development of the kid from 13 to 20, 7-8 years staying there. They'll be so much improved players. And on those 8 years in our country, we improve our academies also. Because the last final goal is we have to make our own players. But till the time we are not there yet in terms of academy, we can do this and it is easily doable. Now we got to bring the right people together and do this because we're talking about under 13 kids.
Correct.
We're talking about minor kids. So it's very important that all the people who are with the right mind, with the right plan on their heads, we can execute this. So small things like this can be done. We already do it for top players. I mean, our Neeraj Chopra, after working in IAS, few months he goes abroad to trade with the best people. We already do it. So why not kids when we can use that barter when so many clubs want to come to the country?
Absolutely.
I will take royalty for this plan, whenever executed, no matter what.
Most certainly. But do you miss that vis-a-vis your career? That these opportunities, these exposures, these leagues weren't there. It was a whole new ecosystem. Is there a sense of regret?
I have caught myself thinking like that once or twice, Arjit. I don't want to lie to you. But then when I see my life, I'm living a dream, Arjit. I'm absolutely living a dream. I'm Sunil Chhetri. I can't have regrets. I'll be ashamed if I have regrets of being who I am. From where I've come to what I've achieved to what I get. I never dreamt of it. No one around me dreamt of it. So now, two things I shouldn't do. One, take it for granted. I give my best whenever I'm on the pitch. And number two, I don't have regrets, Arjit. I'm living a dream. So.
No, when I say regrets, I mean regrets in terms of I wish I had this ecosystem when I was growing up, perhaps.
I understand, but it's a package. So I don't want to go to the rabbit hole. If I only choose why I get this academy when I was younger, then probably I wouldn't have been what I've been. So I think it's just the time. I was born on that time. I got the best that I could. I was surrounded by the top people. Everyone in my career helped me to be who I am. I was really loved. So I think I can't just pick and choose one part and think, oh, you know what? I wish I could be playing this academy, boys. I wish I was I don't want to go to the hole. Also, because I'm really satisfied inside. I'm somebody who's really happy with the way things have gone in my life. So yeah, it was my time, Ajay, that at that time. Now the boys have different, not only the facilities, but look at the information they have. Today, if a young kid wants to find what Messi eats, he can find out. We used to die to see Maichi Bhutia. We couldn't see him live. We have to go to the stadium and we couldn't touch him. We couldn't touch Am Vijayan. I still remember I went to a Durand Cup match and we wanted to go and say hello. And the cops, they just host us out. And now the kid, watch what I want. They can get any information. And I'm not saying in a jealous way. I'm saying in a way where I hope they use it. I hope they take all this information and make good of it.
I understand you saying you don't want to look back or get into the rabbit hole, but when you look around you, when you see academies of Bangalore, you know, other franchises, do you feel that we've reached that inflection point where that seamless transition from academies to senior, you know, senior leagues or senior professionals, that's happening, or we are still some years away? And secondly, it shouldn't be restricted just to franchises. It should percolate down to I leagues, both first division, second division, and other league smaller centers as well.
Yeah, first part of the answer is yes, there is a tremendous change. And again, it's subjective to where we were and where we are now. But then when you change the denominator where we're comparing it with, which is other big Asian countries, we're still far. So it's the way you look at it. So I think the best way for me is all the stakeholders, all of us, should be happy where we have reached, but know where it goes to satisfy. Because there's a miles away journey to go. So keep doing the right thing. Speed up the pace if we can for improvement. And then we go. And the second part, Arjita, is ISL doing it, the AFF doing it, and all the big corporates doing it is really helpful. Because sooner than later, the other parts of the wheel will join in. Everything that the ISL does, more or less I-League follows. Whatever the I-League does, plus second division follows, and then the state associations follow. Yes, sometimes some states do it quicker, but the blueprint is set. So that's why the AIFF, the national team, the ISL, the big stakeholders should do the right thing in a very improved and professional manner, because it will trickle down till the last one. It is as simple as that.
Correct. But before I go, let me ask the captain of the Indian team this question. You said we are still miles to go. Yes, we are. What ails football in India still?
So the first part of the question is, where do we want to go? So where I want to go is the first 10 in Asia. We are hovering around somewhere from 15 to 18, depending on when we are doing the rankings. For us to reach the first 10 and staying there is a realistic target that I have. And I think a lot of people will understand. To reach there, what we have to do is a lot. So that's around 5 to 8 years plan, where all the young kids who are 10 right now should be identified in a massive manner. Let's not leave or lose any player who is good. If we can do that, that everyone, every kid, he or she who is 8 to 10 can be identified around the country. Now, it's not going to take only one ISL or one AFF Academy or one Mohunbagan Academy. It's not going to be enough. It's not going to suffice. If everyone comes together and does that in a proper manner, that will help us to be in the first 10 of Asia. When you are in the first 10 of Asia, you're rubbing your shoulders. Now, I'll tell you the magic part. You are rubbing your shoulders with the best in Asia. The more you see us playing against the Japan, the South Korea, the Australia, the Saudi Arabia, the less the people are going to ask me questions, because they will have the answer how far we are. What happens is, now when we play Asia Cup, which is every 4 years, then you see, you know what? They did well against Thailand. They did well against UAE. But if we are in the top 10, our friendlies are going to be against the top 10 only. And then we will know, you know what? We lost 2-1 to Australia there in Melbourne. You know what? We drew against it. Then you will know. We all know how far we are. And that is the reason why us being in the top 10 is paramount for us to know exactly where we are.
What about the present? Because that's where the gap, many might argue, that in juniors, when our junior boys play against the West Ham, they are sometimes drawing, sometimes even beating them. But the gap becomes too wide at a senior level and that's where we can't cope. Shouldn't we also be investing simultaneously on the senior level talent as well, the professionals?
No, we should. We should. The reserve league system that has come this year should be round the year everywhere. You know, I'll give you an example. If a 32-year-old Sandesh Jingle plays a little fewer games in a year, it is actually better for him because then he will get some rest.
True.
But a 16-year-old Sandesh Jingle should be playing as many games as possible.
Correct.
So matches are important. Matches of high levels are important. Collaboration with different countries, different tournaments are important. Let these kids travel as much as they can and play as many games as possible. When these kids come to I-League or ISL, if they're not playing on Saturday, let's arrange a reserve league match on the Sunday. It is a little bit strain on your pockets, but it'll give you huge benefits. Every boy or a girl who doesn't play on a Saturday because he or she was not in the first team, and if they don't play for 3-4 weeks, that development is going down. The moment you don't play the main match, let the next day there be a reserve team match where all the young kids can play. It is very simple. Again, a blueprint, something not that I'm bringing out of a hat. It's around all the top European clubs. If Kerala Blasters is playing BFC on a Saturday, once the game happens, if Kerala Blasters have traveled, bring your reserve team also. On a Sunday, our reserves are going to play against your reserve. It'll be telecasted. It'll be a proper match with and everything. There'll be a scorecard, there'll be a league system. Done. You are giving them game so that when that young kid comes to the main team, he doesn't get lost. What is this happening? What is the pace of the game? He or she will be used to it.
And you're confident that even those reserves will have broadcasters' interest, fans' interest, and to broad base, you know, football, because our kids are more attuned with what's happening in EPL, La Liga, Messi's career than what is happening with Sunil Chhetri's career or Sandesh's career.
It will go hand in hand, Arjita. Again, as I said, because you have lost 15 years of football in your life, it has improved a lot and it will always come. And I never blame the mass for watching more of Messi and Ronaldo than the domestic, because for the simple reason, the level is better.
Yes.
If I have 3 hours in my day to indulge or to consume, and if there's a Man City versus Man United match, FA Cup, and at the same time there is an ISL match, I myself probably would go and watch the FA Cup final because the level is better. It is simple. It's a human nature. You want the best out of your time. Slowly and steadily, we're getting better. A lot of amazing people in our country who sacrifice their Man City and Man U match and watches, the number is less. Slowly it will come. One of the main reasons why people love watching IPL is because it's the best. There isn't a better level of cricketers you can watch anywhere else. Imagine if IPL, which we're having, was the 20th best cricket league, they wouldn't gather this many eyeballs.
Yeah.
So slowly it will come. It's a cash in a situation. It will come, but it'll take time. Slowly, with our levels, you have to turn. The ones who say we'll never watch Indian football when we have the time, we'll watch European, they slowly come. Aram aram se hoga, but take time.
My key takeaways after chatting with Sunil. Number one, that I'm ancient, really ancient. And number two, I'm one of those who, like many, probably know more about a club in faraway Manchester than what's happening in my own backyard. In the maidans of Kolkata, Goa, the meadows of Mizoram or Meghalaya, or Mumbai for that matter. Call it my lack of knowledge, or at best, a superficial understanding. As the chat progressed, a phrase that Sunil used stayed on in my head. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of what could have happened, he said. It's so true. It was actually an eye-opener. I was still recently cynical about corporatization of Indian football and its impact on community clubs. But if ISL has made its key actors, that is the footballers, happy, then who am I to harbor a misplaced sense of romanticism? The first steps have been taken. We are nowhere, I repeat, nowhere close to even the top teams of our continent. But at least talking to Sunil, I've realized we have embarked on a journey with good intentions. Going back to the basics, building the very foundation, the building blocks. I just want it to percolate to the lowest level and not stay restricted to a select few elite and cash-rich clubs that are backed by fancy corporates. You have been listening to The Business of Sports, a two-part special on Reliance and English Premier League. We are calling it Catch Them Young and Go for Goal. A big shout out to my producers and on-ground reporters, Sarohini Jain and Vinay Joshi, and of course, sound engineer Indraneel Bhattacharjee, executive producer Anupriya Nair. Hope you enjoyed the episode as much as we did reporting about it. Please do like, share on social media and spread the cheer among friends, colleagues, mates and fans. The Business of Sports is available on Apple, Amazon Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, ET's own website and ET Play, the one-stop destination for all audio programming from Economic Times, including The Business of Sports. We will be back in a fortnight with more action on and off the field on this Business of Sports. Till then, this is Arijit Burman signing off. Game, set and match.